Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning in, and a special thank you for calling in and participating on the program. We, of course, know that you make the show. Your involvement, your participation, your questions about anything involving consumer tech available today and into tomorrow. Or, of course, any questions you have. Maybe you want to help another listener. That's always cool. We love listeners helping listeners. So join us that way. Perhaps you just want to share some tech rage, whatever the case. Participate on the show. Call in, win stuff, as we like to say. And it's very easy to participate. The calling in part, if you still use your phone as a phone, that's easy. 800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. And of course, you can do all of these participatory things anytime, 24/7, at your convenience, any day or night. You can also use the Ask Dave microphone button when you visit us on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, whatever the case, visit intotomorrow.com. And on the right side or lower right, depending on the browser, you'll see a little Ask Dave red microphone. Click on it and participate that way. Or even the Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and join us that way anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Our next guest developed a predictions-based gaming app allowing people to win real cash for being right. I like that idea right there. He is the CEO and founder of Versus Game, John Vitti. John, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Hi, Dave. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
It's a pleasure to have you. I know you're joining us from clear across the country in San Francisco, California. Want to know a little bit more about Versus Game, and then let's get into some of the goodies and how do we determine how do we win real cash for being real right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Versus Game, you're right. It's a prediction game where you get to win money and cool prizes for correctly predicting the outcome of future events. So we're letting people predict the outcome of culture. And whatever you're into, which is a lot of different things due to a lot of different people having different interests, you can find those games on our app and our mobile website because it's content is generated by users. It could be losers like me to, you know, a Josh Richards and Addison Rae and Kevin Durant. They can come on the platform and create content, share with their audience, and everyone gets to play along. And so the genesis behind it is that we consume so much content all day long, right? We naturally form opinions and predictions off that content. It's that reptilian primal part of your brain. You can't stop. It's fun. Yeah. And I don't know where you're into, Dave, but when was the last time you're watching your favorite TV show or listening to a podcast or a song and you're like, oh, I bet this is gonna happen. And then you were rewarded for that, right? Probably never. So our mission is simple. Knowledge should be rewarded.
So it's not just sporting events then, right? It's kind of anything that can happen sort of thing. Am I getting that right? Certainly Absolutely. With sports, I can see that. Are you predicting a score or the outcome of the game as to just who's going to win? Or how does it work in terms of sporting events? And then let's get into some of the other ideas.
Yeah, you know, sporting events is our, I guess, our smallest, category right now.
Oh, really?
Because there's so many other, you know, companies out there that have a lot of sporting events. But for us, yes, we do have some sporting events. It's nothing like who's going to win the game. It's more because they can get that anywhere. It's more questions like, will LeBron shoot, 10 or more three-pointers this game? Things like that. So more fun types of questions than just who's going to win in sports.
Okay, well, that's cool. And I like the concept of, you're right, there are so many other things, whether they're gambling sites or otherwise, that are just into sports. I'm surprised, though, that it's really the smallest category for you guys. So what is versus game? Is that something else that's part of what it is that you guys are really doing?
Well, no, Versus Game is the name of the site and the app, and it encompasses, it holds all types of different industry questions in there.
Okay.
So because it's user-generated content, anybody can go in there and create a game and share it with their friends or share it with, the people that are on the app and the game. So that means if you're into sports and it's game 5 or game 6 tonight, Celtics versus Warriors, then you can ask a question on that. If it's about crypto, if you're into that, you can ask a question about that. Or it's about the Billboard charts, you can ask that type of a question. Like which, musician song will be higher up in the Billboard charts by tomorrow at noon, Drake versus Kanye. Uh-huh. And then people can go on there and play those games. So we have something for everybody.
So it's apparently a lot of social media influencers as well, right? Using the platform. And does that in and of itself contribute to others participating because maybe they are into that influencer, if you will, and say perhaps they have a little inside info on this?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the inside info, but absolutely, Dave, on as far as the influencers on our site, those are the verified creators on Versus. And they're people like a Josh Richards, Noah Beck, Bryce Hall, Harry Jowsey. These are people that, have 10, 30, 50 million followers on TikTok or Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And they'll ask a question that they're into and they'll share it with their audience, wherever their audience lives. So then all those people will see that question, they'll come and play the game, and then more influencers see it, and then more people will see it because they're popular and famous. And then we share a piece of our revenue with those hosts. Oh, and so They're making money without ads for the first time.
Gotcha. So I get that that's how they would make some money, some of these influencers. How would we make money as someone who's using the app?
Yeah, as a player, you can actually play for free and you can put some money in as well. And you can buy utility like microtransactions. But at the end of the day, if you play these games and you're correct, you get to win. You get to win some money, like coins that you can be transferred into money. You can win cool prizes from brands like Pepsi that we're working with, or Topgolf, whatever that's on the platform, gift cards, right? Things like that to Trader Joe's. So.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you do have several businesses working with you as well that are in on it because they're getting, no doubt, some good publicity to be involved and providing prizes. It's almost like a lot of our guests and sponsors and so forth providing us with goodies to share with our audience when folks Exactly. participate. So it's a win-win-win kind of scenario. So that kind of makes it work even better for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could give your audience a bunch of free coins to go and play with on Versus, and so you're exactly right. This is exactly what we do.
Gotcha. So tell me about some of the advantages then that Versus Game offers that other platforms don't, since we've talked about how there are so many others doing some things that might be a little bit similar, but it does sound like you guys are very different.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few differentiators. When you think about Versus Game, people say, oh, it's kind of like TikTok meets Coinbase. So one, it's entertaining, right? And then the usability of it and the site itself is fun. It's educational. And we're not just sports. So those are the some big differentiators where, and you can actually play for free and still win money and still win cool stuff. So those are some big differentiators. We really wanted to be a game and a platform for the masses. We're trying to level the playing field. And we're saying, hey, we don't care what you have in your pocket. That shouldn't dictate how much money you have and how much more money you get. What matters is what you have in your head and your brain. That should dictate how much money you have in your wallet. So we're trying to put real money in real people's pockets.
Gotcha. One of the things I'm noticing as I'm scrolling through your app, will Stranger Things still be number one on the U.S. Netflix top 10?
You watch that show?
I do not, but a lot of friends do. and a lot of folks have been trying to rope me into it. And it's
be disappointed, Dave.
It's really? I just can't get into most series. It's like, I don't have time for that, but I get it. It's very popular. So that's one of the questions then. So if you're certainly a Stranger Things fan, maybe you want in on that. How would one win money if it's a question that, will it still be number one on top 10 Netflix as of Wednesday, June 15th in this example? So you say yes or no, and how would you win some money?
Yeah, absolutely. So you say yes or no, and so you have tickets and coins that you can actually play with on that specific question. And then if, I forgot the date you mentioned, but let's say it's Wednesday at noon on Netflix, then that information is public knowledge now, Wednesday at noon, and then the winner is declared, and then you win some coins and more tickets, then you can actually transfer those out to real money or gift cards or gifts and rewards.
Gotcha. What are some of the more unique questions? I mean, I just happened to pick that one as I was scrolling through, but some of the more unique games, if you will, that Versus Games has offered, and perhaps some of the biggest payouts.
Oh, we've had some wild questions. Let me think. So some fun, I mean, we've had things as different as the weather, right? Or traffic in LA, right? So you whatever video games that you're playing. So those days when your parents were like, Dave, turn down that music or stop playing the video games or stop watching TV, you're rotting your brain. Well, now all that information you have, you can actually do something useful with it, like, you know, make money and predict. It's really, we've had questions around even the elections. And it's all microtransactions, so it's small money. So we're trying to, every day we come in, Dave, and we say, how can we lower the barrier for people that don't have all the money? Because you already have to be rich to make money in Wall Street. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what about everyone else? What about all of us that are building up these brands, talking about Cardi B and Tesla? Why can't we get a piece of the fun too? So that's what we're doing.
Very cool. Well, I can see where you can get a lot of folks involved and having some good fun with it. And are there any legal issues in some states because it's kind of gambling, is it not?
It's not gambling. We're considered a skill-based game, just like the company, the public company Skills.
Okay.
We are not like a fantasy sports like a DraftKings. We're more like a Skills. So yeah, we are in most states, and you have to be 18 years and older to play. It's pretty straight from there.
Terrific. Well, we invite our audience to check out versusgame.com for more info. But remember, it's an app and a mobile site, so it looks best on your phone or download their app. And Versus is spelled out, V-E-R-S-U-S, versusgame.com. John, it's a pleasure to chat with you. And I can see where you can generate more and more excitement with some interesting things that perhaps a lot of people don't stop to think about, but you might as well. And then, like you say, use what's up here and check it out.
Exactly. Dave, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. And of course, we invite our audience to check out the video of this interview as well, where we show you the kind of things that John is talking about at versusgame.com. John Vitti, the CEO and founder of Versus Game. I'm Dave Graveline. Of course, we'll link you to John's site, as we do all of our guests, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Meantime, stay tuned. There's much more to come right here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.